This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tensions over a possible U.S. and allied military strike in Syria drives up the U.S. dollar, which is seen as a safe haven. Down go other currencies, including India's rupee. Add to that rising U.S. interest rates that make dollar investments more attractive, plus underlying weakness in India's economy, and it adds up to India's worst economic crisis in 20 years. The rupee fell below 68 to the dollar today on a drop of more than 3%. Let's check in from the street level in India, Calcutta specifically, where we find our friend Rahul Tandon of the BBC.
Every morning, Indian businessmen get up and try and predict how much lower the rupee is going to fall. You know, today at one point, it was 68.75 rupees to the dollar. Some analysts are predicting it could hit 75. And the government has announced these plans to try and boost the economy by starting up 36 huge infrastructure projects. But Mr. Chidambaram, the finance minister's words seem to be having no effect at all, because hour after hour, foreign investors are moving their money out of the world's largest democracy.
Now, this isn't just an esoteric high finance story here. People living and trying to work in India will feel this devaluation on the ground.
They're feeling it already, because India has to import oil, and basically the oil prices are beginning to go up. Let me give you a few examples. This is a country that relies on onions. The price of onions in the last 3 weeks has gone up by 5 times. I talk to youngsters trying to find jobs in India at the moment. It's very hard. I'm just coming from talking to my cousin. He returned to India from Dubai 5 months ago, thinking confidently that he'd get a job in the software sector. One interview in 5 months means he's going back to the Middle East.
In an economy that not even half a year ago was seen to be booming.
Yeah, the booming Indian economy looks in the short term like it's crashing. And, you know, I think the big problem here is that we're moving towards an election year. The fear is here that until the elections next year, we could see the Indian economy continuing to slide and slide and slide.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon on a street corner in Calcutta. Rahul, thank you.
Thank you very much, David.